Richie, this year you've played, had a lot more starts, a lot more minutes, and yet your numbers have gone up. That's a statistical anomaly. Usually when you play more minutes, your efficiency goes down. How would you explain that?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of just play my game, but I'd say, you know, it really just comes with good people on the court with you, right? Like success in one for one person goes up when everybody succeeds, like just as a team. But you know, I think it's been a good little. I've just learned so much from the new staff, and they've kind of helped me to get into my spots that help me be effective. But helps to have good point guards that can really get you in that, like, down and yay. Just have helped me to give me the ball in certain areas.
Stay here in the front row.
Hey guys, Adam Zagoria from NJ.com. How you doing? Kevin was just in here talking a lot about his NBA experience and time with the Sixers and being in the NBA. How much do you think, how much have you guys learned from his NBA background? Anything specific on kind of where your basketball IQ went up from his NBA stuff? And how much do you think that's attractive to guys like AJ DiBonza and future recruits?
Let's start with Trevin, and then we'll go to Yegor on that one.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's everything, right? When he first got here, the lingo was completely different from, you know, previous coaching staffs. So we had to relearn the lingo of, like, what the NBA calls different things. But it's, as a shooter, it's been awesome because every play he runs works. But he's a super competitive dude. He's also super humble. He's always asking us for different, you know, advice just with the college aspect. So I think it's awesome to be able to play for somebody that you can, you know, run through a brick wall for. He has that conviction, and then we just all have trust in him. So I think it's huge. And I think in terms of recruits, like, who want to play for an NBA coach that has already been there? We have an NBA, you know, strength and conditioning coach. Like, everything down the line is all NBA. You know, Danielle's also a nutritionist, so that's been in the NBA. So it's been awesome to be able to have a whole NBA coaching staff around us to help build us up. So I think we really wouldn't want to be at BYU.
Yegor?
Yeah, coming to Trevin's words, I think it's a lot of about attention to details and NBA, and focused on NBA-wise, right? Just how they do there, they just translate it here. And answering on the question about how attractive it is, me personally, I'm here most of all because of that, because of KY coming from NBA, and this is the coach I want to play for, right, obviously. And talking about future recruits, I think it's going to be one of the main part of the recruiting, just the status of, as Trevin said, our coaching staff that is all around NBA.
We'll go to the second row here.
Yeah, I mean, we had different things with, like, we call it, like, a shake-up. We used to call it snap, and, like, snap is also a back screen. We call that, like, an OKC. So, like, just all offensive terms are, you know, completely different, which sometimes it still kind of trips us up, but it's awesome to be able to have that lingo. And then, like, we've all kind of dialed in, especially at this point. So it's going to be awesome for next year going forward.
Go second row, then we'll go to the other side of the room.
Jackson Payne, Deseret News. Richie, you grew up a BYU fan. How meaningful is it for you to kind of have become the face of this BYU team now in the Sweet 16, something that the program doesn't really do a lot historically? I mean, just for your background as a BYU fan.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up watching these games and just really, like, praying and hoping that BYU would get in and make a run or whatever. But to be on here, it means a lot, you know, and to do it with, like, this team collectively, like, it's so fun. Like, I just feel like as a team, we just care about each other so much, I mean, I couldn't ask for anything more. But, you know, I'm just super grateful to be here and to be here with BYU. It's a dream come true.
All right, we're going to the other side of the room in the second row.
Amanda Kristovich, Front Office Sports. Another question for you, Richie. We obviously know about your family connection to Tater Tots, but can you tell us, kind of like walk us through how the deal came together and how you and the team are balancing NIL and going viral with trying to stay focused in the tournament?
Yeah, I mean, when all you eat is Tater Tots, like, it makes everything easier. No, yeah, it definitely is. It's for the everybody listening, yes, it is true. Just touching on first part of your question, right? A tweet came out, I guess, a couple weeks ago, kind of went viral. It was just saying yada, yada, yada. Also, Richie Saunders' great-grandpa invented tater tots. And for some reason, some ESPN announcers during the Big 12 tournament kind of latched onto that and kind of were talking about it during a game. I think it wasn't even one of our games, but it just kind of blew up from there. Orida, the company, the tater tot company, like just reached out and we kind of figured out the deal from there. And it's been a super fun partnership. It's been so random, but so awesome. They've been super good. And, balancing all that is interesting. And especially during a time like this where your focus needs to be so high, you need to be so focused and dialed in. KY is kind of through the few months has kind of shared with me of like, you know, it's because usually I like to just kind of segment my stuff. I'm going to worry about the NIL, all that kind of stuff after the season, right? But he's kind of helped me see of like, for example, being a professional basketball player, like you have to have these kind of conversations during the season, and it can't detract from your focus. But you need to have them. You need to have these conversations. But I think the reason we're here is to play basketball, and you win basketball, good things happen off the court. I in closing, I would say you focus on your basketball. This stuff can be little things that you have to take care of, but your focus is not trying to promote tater tots. It's about winning games, and in turn, the tater tots are gonna win too. You know what I'm saying?
We got a question on this side, third row.
Associated Press. Just to kind of follow up on that for Igor and Trevin, Coach was just up here and he said you guys had just started eating tater tots this week. Is that right? At team meals? Is that right?
We'll start with Yegor.
First time.
First tater tot, period.
Yeah.
What'd you think?
It was good. It's potato, I guess. I found out that it's potato. I always thought it's something sweet. Yeah.
Trevin?
I mean, I grew up eating tater tots, but it's kind of funny to have tater tots kind of be like the whole thing with the whole team now. And, you know, every single time we go to team meals, we're always joking about, oh, where's the tater tots? It's, you know, shout out to Richie. Shout out to his great grandpa, honestly. So we're glad that it can stay in the family business.
How important is it for the future of the college athlete to be able to cash in right away on something that's trending, something that's buzzing, and supplement income or supplement, you know, free food or whatever it is that your deal is, to be able to go forward with something like that, NIL money and NIL deals?
A lot of it comes on the companies. If they, like, I think Orida has done a really good job because they jumped on the ship real quick. They flew out a team in Denver when we were there. You know, like, I think a lot of it is up to them of if they want to try to cash in, just like I feel like they have. Like, tater tots have been sold out in Utah County this whole week.
We'll stay in the third row. On this side.
Matt Rybaltowski with Forbes. Congrats on a great season so far. Tomorrow's game is being compared to this classic game from 1990 when Loyola Marymount beat the defending champion Michigan Wolverines 149-115. Because of that, how shocked would you be if both teams score 100 tomorrow? And do you need to play at that rapid, fast pace to beat Alabama?
Why don't we start with Trevin on that one?
Yeah, I mean, shout out to Alabama. Like, they're a really high-octane offense. They have really dynamic guards. They're really well coached. So I think it's going to be both fun to play a team from the SEC and fun to play a team at that caliber. But I think I would be shocked. I feel like we're both, especially we've been really focused on defensive, you know, strategy, defensive mindsets to try to slow them down. But again, like, we're both, you know, 1 and 2, and I think offensive ratings right now, so it's going to be definitely a high, fast-paced game, but I'm excited to, you know, hopefully be able to play some good defense and not have it 150 to 149 or something like that in the 1990s, but yeah, that would be awesome.
And Yegor, you want to answer that question as well?
Yeah, in addition to what Trevin just said, I think it's important for us just to be focused on our basketball and not changing anything in how we play and try to play good defense and make them score less than us.
It's true. We'll take one final question here in the fourth row.
This is for Richie and Trevin, both hometown kids. It's been 14 years since BYU was in the Sweet 16. Where were the two of you guys 14 years ago in 2011? And what does it mean to finally be back in the Sweet 16?
Let's start with Richie, and then we'll go to Trevin.
Trying to do some quick math here. That was, what, 8? I remember watching them, though. Like, it's funny because now some of those guys are on our staff and stuff. But, I mean, yeah, I can remember watching these games and just being super excited for them. But, yeah, I think I was in middle school.
Yeah, people probably joke that I was probably on the team. But no, I don't even remember. I probably was, you know, in school watching them, trying to sneak up my phone and try to, you know, tune in. But I know I've been talking to Jimmer a ton. He's given me a ton of help, a ton of advice for the first two rounds. And then I called him again on Monday, and he gave me some advice going into the Sweet 16. But again, just like Yegor said, we got to play our brand of basketball. At the end of the day, Alabama's going to play theirs. We're going to play ours. It's going to be a fun, fast-paced game. And I'm excited. I'm, you know, grateful for this opportunity and grateful for, you know, Cougar Nation. We had a really, I feel like, hometown crowd in Denver, so it was really fun to play up there and especially kind of rewrite history again. What Jimmer, you know, he won 2 games in Denver and then the Sweet 16, so it's fun to, you know, write our history but kind of replay that history as well.